Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 16, verse 15. Lydia and her household were baptized, and she asked us to be her guests. If you agree that I'm a true believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my home. And she urged us until we all agreed. Paul's first convert in Europe was a businesswoman. Lydia came from what we now know as Western Turkey and was a dealer in purple cloth, for which her home area was famous. As Paul travelled around, he normally began his ministry in a synagogue, but it would seem that there wasn't one in Philippi. So he went to the river, where he met up with a group of women who met there to pray. As Paul spoke with them, Lydia responded to his message and was baptized. It's fascinating to see that her first response was to offer hospitality, and it seems that she was very insistent. Hospitality was crucial for the early church because there were no Christian buildings for many years. The only way they could meet would be where people generously opened up their homes. Our homes are interesting places, aren't they? In many ways, they're an extension of our personalities, and it's possible to become extremely possessive of our homes. The phrase, their home is their castle, isn't a joke. It conveys the profound truth that for most of us, our home is a place of safety and comfort. We long to go home at the end of the day and to relax with those we love and where we feel secure. It's therefore very easy for us to be selfish with our homes and to use them merely as a way of satisfying our own needs. The New Testament encourages us to open up the doors of our homes. It's good if we have a loving and secure home. It's a gift of God, but it's a gift that needs to be shared. In recent years, my family has had the privilege of fostering. At first, it felt like a big thing to do, but it actually proved to be a huge blessing to us. We've been made richer through sharing the gift of our home. In common with all God's gifts, our homes are given so that we can give them away. Now let me ask you a question. In what ways have you experienced the blessing of Christian hospitality? Now let me pray with you. God our Father, we thank you for the gift of our homes and for the privilege of being able to share them with others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, which we call Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.